Abamas with Shusha Rabbim. We're afraid maybe you'll take it on Shabbos to teach them, to show it to the Rav. He should teach you how to do it. So therefore you walk with it through the Shusha Rabbim Dal Damas, and that's an Issi D'Raisa. So therefore the Rabbanu made a Gzeron not to take the Lulav on Shabbos. V'ayin time with the Shofar, v'ayin time with the Megillah. Same reason why Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Purim on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Yehachif et Gemara Yom Rishon Ami. The same Svar should apply then when Sukkot comes out. The first day of Sukkot is Shabbos. It should also be also to use the Lulav then. Why aren't we afraid that also maybe you carry through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Sumara says, Rishon hot kinule Rabbonim bebeisai. Like we learned in the last Mishnah, the Rabbonim made a takona to don't do it in your house on Shabbos. So therefore, in your house, we're not afraid to come to carry it outside. But Tosfos says that Avadit is not the Ika Teretz. The Avadit Gemara Seimech on what it says later also. So Gemara says, Hotenach, that's good, Achavat Takona, after they made this Takona. But Kedim Takona, Mayikul Neymar, before the Takona, you were allowed to take the Luluf to Shul on Erev Shabbos and use it on Shabbos and Shul. So why aren't we afraid? Maybe people will carry it on Shabbos also. Why, if the first day Sukkos comes in on Shabbos, are you allowed to use the Luluf? So it says, Ela Rishon the Isa Minatera Bigvulin Lagazu Barabonin. The first day of Sukkot, that midiraisa, there's a mitzvah to take the luluf, even Bigvulin, even outside the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The first day that's a mitzvah midiraisa. Therefore, the Rabbanan left it that you're allowed to do it even if Shabbos. Even if the first day comes out on Shabbos, they left it that you're allowed to take the luluf. Abahanech Lesnayim Minatera Bigvulin. But the rest of the days of Sukkot, that midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to take it outside the Beis HaMikdash. That we do lulav all 7 days, it's only a zecher what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bigvulin, there's no mitzvah, only the first day. Therefore, gozo b'rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin made exera on the next days of Sukkot, since it's only with the Rabbonin, that when it comes out on Shabbos, not to take the lulav. Rashi says, Elu Rishain, de chashuva netilosoi. It's a very important taking. The afilu b'gvulin chayiv, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah midiraisa to take the lulav the first day. Therefore, loy gozva bei rabbonin. The rabbonin did not make any gzera to stop us. Loy b'gvulin v'loy b'migdash. Not outside and not inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'shar hayomim, the rest of the days of Sukkot. She'enu min ha'tor elu b'migdash. Only in the Beis HaMikdash itself is there a mitzvah to take the lulav. But outside the Beis HaMikdash midiraisa, there's no mitzvah lulav. Loy chashiva netilu didu. Therefore, it's not so choshev the mitzvah of lulav then. The gozru be rabbonim mishum churma de Shabbos. Af b'migdash. Even in the Beis HaMikdash also. When Shabbos comes out the second, the third day of Sukkot, you don't do the lulav on that Shabbos. Even though in the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah of the Raisa, still the rabbonim said not to do it. So Rashi says, v'yim teimich, and he asks the question then, nimtza bezdin masnin laka dovim in a Torah. It's coming out now that bezdin is telling us not to do a mitzvah of the Raisa. They're being oikah, they're uprooting a mitzvah midiraisa. Like midiraisa in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take the lulav all 7 days, even if one of the days is Shabbos. So how could the Rabbanan say, now that it's Shabbos, you can't take it? The Teretz is, or it's the Vino of Yevamas, the Gemara in Yevamas, he asks this question, the Shanim and Megiva Teretz over there, that Shev V'yatas Shani. When the Rabbanan are just telling you, sit back and not do the mitzvah, that they have a right to do. Shev V'yatas Shani. Shev, you sit back and don't do the mitzvah, that's okay. That's what the Rabbanan say here also now. When Shabbos comes out in the second or the rest of the days of Sukkot, even in the Beis HaMikdash, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah lulav. Tred Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, v'idna nami, even b'zman hazeh today, how come we don't take the lulav if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos? You're saying now when the first day comes out on Shabbos, since there the mitzvah is midiraisa, the Rabbanan didn't make any gzeres. So today also, it's also midiraisa today. So why if Shabbos comes out the first day, don't we take the lulav? So there it is, Anan lo yadina mekiva diyachir. We don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh really comes out. We're not kavua, we don't know exactly when the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So our first day is a suffix, maybe it's not the first day. Maybe the first day of Sukkot is first or second day. So therefore, when Shabbos comes out on the first day, we can't take the lulav, because it's like a suffix if today is really Yom Tov or not. Rashi says, Le'yadina b'kfiya d'yarcha, Shema ein yom tif ad l'mocher. Maybe today is not yom tif, we have to wait until tomorrow. Te'evel el-mevet, elu miyubra. Like elu was an extra day to elu. So therefore, today we can't take the lulav. So Taisa says that, even though ein maskon ezu kaimad l'kamo maskinon, that's before them, Taisa says, the reason is not because we don't know. to Armina Bresh Beyom, to Ibn Yadina. Nowadays, we do know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. It means the Rabbanim made it as if we don't know exactly which day is really Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in Veya says that we're afraid maybe there'll come times when the Goyim will make Zeris upon us and we won't be able to tell the exact when Rosh Chodesh is. So in such a case, we have 2 days Yom Tov. So here also, even though really we know, but the Zeris Mishum the time we won't know. So I call upon him, when we don't know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh, then it's good that we can't take the lulav to the first day of Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos. Because maybe it's not Yom Tov today. So Gemara asks though, that's good, we, in Chutzlars, we don't know. Or the Innu, the people living in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the Yadi, they're the best in there, they know when exactly the Kiddush HaChodesh is, when the month is Innu, the Yadi, the Kibwa, the Yarchi, Litchu. Why don't they take the lulav on Shabbos? Rashi Inu means Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayim Mekadesh and Alaria, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, that they make the Kiddush HaKadosh when Bezdin, when the two Edom come to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon, so then they know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So they know exactly which day is really Yom Tov. So if the first day Yom Tov comes in on Shabbos, they should be allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Litchus at Rashi Lo, Af Bezman Hazeh, even today when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Ein Hachanam, fact true. That Bezman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. But like we'll soon see, the Gemara later says not like that. The Maaseh, they don't do it today either. We'll see later the Maskanas of Gemara. But so far, we want to say, yes, they're allowed to do it. The Tanan, we learned like this. One bride, one mission said like this. Tanan, Chodem. B'yom tef harishin shochad. Shochad liyas b'Shabbos. If Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkot. Kol om molichin et lulveyim l'harabayis. Everybody used to bring the lulav to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. So you see, Bezman the Beis HaMikdash was used to take the lulav on Shabbos. Tan Yidach, another Mishnah Brisa says, Lebeis HaKnesses, that they used to bring the lulav to the Beis HaKnesses. So it's mashm, even Bezman there's no Beis HaMikdash, still you're allowed to take the lulav and use it on Shabbos. So they used to take it to Shul before Shabbos in order to use it on Shabbos. You see, clearly, even Bezman is there when there's no Beis HaMikdash, still in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Shema Mina. So Shema Mina, kam bezman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, kam bezman shein Beis HaMikdash kayim. That's Shema Mina. Here it's a good raya. That's why we have two lishonos here. One place it says, take the lulav to the Har Habayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. And one place it says, tam, take the lulav to Beis HaKnesses. Mash bezman, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Also, you could take the lulav on Shabbos. If the first of Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, you could do it in Eretz Yisrael. But we'll soon see, we don't hold like this. Now the Gemara says, the Isa Minatara Bigvulin Minolan. How do we know that the first day of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah midiraita to take the lulav even outside the Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'lokachtem. Lokachtem lochem free eitzoder. You should take for yourself a lesrik. Shetei lekicha biyad kol echad viyechad. That everybody has to take, that has to take a lulav. You can't like make a shliach, let somebody else do it for you. Everybody has to take a lulav. Has to take the dal d'minim and shake it in your hands. Lochem, what does the Pasuk say? V'lokachtem lochem, lochem it should be to you. It means mishalochem, it has to belong to you. Lohitzi, to take out, it's no good. Es hashol, if you only borrow it from your friend, it's no good. V'es hagozel, if you steal it, it's no good. Because it has to belong to you. Lokachtem lochem, it has to belong to you. V'yoyim, the Pasuk says, Lokachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon creates other. What's b'yoyim? V'yafilu b'shabbos, that's the dika b'yoyim, even on Shabbos, sometimes you could take the lulav even on Shabbos. So it means what? When the first day comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Rishon, the Pasuk says, really it says Horishon. Lekachtem lechem b'yom Horishon. But so far with Ashkenazim, if they wouldn't have said the word the hay, just Rishon is afilu begbulin, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael also, there's this mitzvah in the Raisa to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Afilu begbulin. Horishon, why does it say an extra hey? What's the hey? Horishon? Melamed shein adoicha ela yomtev horishon bavad. That's what we just said. You can take the lulav even on Shabbos. That's only talking about the first day. When the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then you can take it on Shabbos. But when Shabbos comes out the rest of the days, then you cannot take it on Shabbos. The Rashi says, Horishon, hey miyutu, it's an extra hey. Kolaymar, varishon lechudayhu diyamina lecho, viyach b'Shabbos. That the Wadashkin Lakachtem Lochem Bayoim Harishon, Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos, only if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Then you can take the lulav even on Shabbos. But if Shabbos comes out the rest of the days and the other day of Sukkot, you cannot take the lulav on Shabbos. Omama, before we just learned, the yom, with ashen the word bayom, lokachta lachem bayom, take the esrog on the daytime, the afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos also, you'll have to be deicha, you could take the lulav on Shabbos. Michti fed Gemara, let's see. Tiltol b'yamu, like what's the question here? Like midiraisa, you don't need a posse to tell me you could take a lulav on Shabbos, like why not? Midiraisa, there's no averin taking a lulav. Tiltol b'yamu, all you're doing is just touching it, you're just moving it. There's no issue midiraisa moving something. It's only an issue midirabona, maybe mishumuksa. But midiraisa, there's no issue here. So b'zoi, what do I need a posse for b'yayim? That you're allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Like midiraisa, pshit, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. You don't have to carry it outside. Just pick it up, do the mitzvah lulav. The dalad minim. So how could I use a pasuk to say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos where there's no issur on Shabbos? And the Gemara, itzra kro lemishra, because it's part of the Gemara's kasha. Michti, let's see. Tiltol b'yalmu, it's only moving it. Itzra kro lemishra tiltol. Do you need a pasuk to come and teach me you're allowed to touch an esrig or lulav on Shabbos? And there's no issur midiraisam. Of course you're allowed to take it. So what do I need the word b'yayim for even on Shabbos? So my Rav answers like this. We only need the word bayoim elo machshire luluf to teach us that not only taking the luluf, but even a machshir is the preparation to use the luluf is also derech Shabbos. Like let's say you didn't pick off the luluf off the tree before Shabbos, you didn't cut off the branch. You're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos according to this man the Yoma. That's the chiddush of bayoim. Even on Shabbos means machshire luluf is derech Shabbos. The aliba d'haytana. It's not lalocha, but it goes according to this tana. The Tanya, we learned like this, the Gemara on Shabbos. Lulav, v'chol machshirov, doichin es ha-Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. That not only the taking of the lulav is doich ha-Shabbos, but all the machshirin, anything you need to be able to do the mitzvah is also doich ha-Shabbos. The Rashi says, l'machshirin lulav, bo ha-kosel olam decho, she-machshirin lulav, doichin es ha-Shabbos. The hechshir, what the preparation for the lulav, is also doich ha-Shabbos. Kloima. Tikuna, but you need to fix up the lulav. The afilu lekaitzisoy, even if you have to cut it off, mina hamachuba from where it's growing, or liyogden to tie it together. All these things, even though it's a malacha, the raisa here of tying or of cutting it off, but still it's mutter because it's a hechsher mitzvah. This goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason? How does Rabbi Eliezer know to say such a big kiddush that you're allowed to pick off the lulav off the tree or the esrig on Shabbos? Or makro, the pasuk says, ulakachtem lochem bayoyim harishon. What's the word bayoyim? V'afilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos also, if the first day sukkos comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the lulav, and not only taking the lulav, but even the hechsher, the preparation to make the lulav usable, is also derech Shabbos. That's Reb Lezer Shita. So the more of the rabbonim that argues on Reb Lezer and says no, that an halach is that way, that the machshirin is not derech Shabbos. You don't have right to pull the lulav off the tree on Shabbos. So Rabbonin, hi bayoim may avdilei. What do they do with the extra word bayoim? What do we need to lakachtem lachem bayoim harishin? What does the Torah say bayoim even on Shabbos? The question was pshita. Like why not? Of course you can do it on Shabbos. Midiraisa, there's no issur on Shabbos. You're just holding a lulav. There's no issur of holding a lulav on Shabbos. Midiraisa. So the answer is mi boyle. Yes, I still need this pasuk. Mi boyle for the drosh of bayoim v'loy v'layla. When is there a mitzvah to take the lulav? Only by daytime. Once it comes nighttime already, it's not the zman ha-mitzvah. If you didn't take the lulav throughout the day, you cannot do it at night. You're not makayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only by yoim and loy b'layla. How do we know that? From this pasuk. Olakachtam lachem by yoim by daytime is the mitzvah, for loy b'layla, not at nighttime. Nighttime is not the mitzvah. So that's what the rabbanon do with the word by yoim. For the Gemara now, for Rabbi Eliezer, the yoim v'loy b'layla minolei. How does he know this chiddush that by yom the mitzvah of lulav is only by daytime and not at night, only by day and not by night? He uses the word by yom to say it's even derech Shabbos, even the machshir lulav is derech Shabbos. So how do I know only by yom and not by laila? So Meretz is nafkulei misay for the kruah. He learns it out from the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "Usamachtem lefnei Hashem olakechem shivas yomim." Be happy in front of Hashem 7 days. So yomim v'loy leilos. It says shivas yomim. Daytime and not at nighttime. So it's going on doing the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs of lulav, but the esrog is 7 days by day and not by night. For Rabbonin, why don't Rabbonin learn out from this word of Shivas Yomim to say only by day and not by night? So then the word by Yom should be extra. So Rabbanan say no. Imehosim, if from the end of the pasuk, Kavamin, I would have thought, Leilev Yomim Yomim Isukah. Even though it says the word Shivas Yomim, maybe Yomim does not only mean by day. Maybe Yomim means the whole 24-hour period. It means the whole complete day. Just like we know the mitzvah Sukkah is for 24 hours. Yomim Yomim Isukah. Ma lahalin Yomim v'afilu leilis. Just like the mitzvah of sitting and eating and drinking and sleeping in the Sukkah applies both by day and by night. Even at night time of Sukkah, there's the mitzvah Sukkah. Is af kan hu adin here by the mitzvah of lulav, maybe also nami yomim v'afilu leilis. Maybe from the end of the passages of Shivas Yomim, maybe Yomim means even at night time. It means the complete 7 days, the 24 hours of the 7 days. So how do I know then that lulav is only by yom and not by lailon? That's why the rabbi need the extra pasuk of by yom. From Bayom it says, Lekachtem Lochem Bayom Arishon, Bayom teaches us, Dafka by day and not by night. So the Mora of a Sukkah Gufa Minolan, how do I know by Sukkah Gufa that the din is you have the mitzvah Sukkah the whole 24 hours of the day, even at night time also you have the mitzvah teeth and to sleep in the Sukkah? And the Mora of the Tanur Abonin, Basukkah is Teishvu Shivas Yonim. It says it's supposed to sit in the Sukkah 7 days. Yomim v'afilu leilis. So with Ashin, it says day, it doesn't only mean by day, it means even at night time also. The Gemara says, Atu'ayme yomim v'afilu leilis. He's telling me that the Pasuk says by Sukkahs. Ba'asukah is teishvu shivas yomim means day and night. The mitzvah teeth there, to sleep there, to drink there, even by night. V'afilu leilis. But the Gemara, Oyeinu, how do you know that? Maybe not, maybe it's not that way. Oyeinu, maybe it's not that way. Ela yomim v'lo leilis. Maybe here also, Ba'asukas Teshvu Shivas Yama means the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah by day, eat by day, but maybe not by night. Maybe by night you put it from the sukkah. How do we know even at night time also you chayiv in the sukkah? V'dinu, what is a throw at that also? Nemakam Yomim, it says here by sukkahs, Ba'asukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim, V'nema Ba'luluv, it says Ba'luluv, Yomim, it says Osumach, Mufnei Hashem Lekechem, Shivas Yomim. Is Malahalan just like by Lulav, Yomim Volei Leilis, we know there for sure means only by day and not by night, because there for sure is a Pasuk of Bayoim. Bayoim the mitzvah of Lulav is not at night time. Maybe Afkan, maybe the same thing, the mitzvah Sukkah also is only maybe Yomim Volei Leilis. Maybe the mitzvah Sukkah is also only by day and not by night. So how do we know Sukkah is even by night time? That's one way to darshan. Oy, or maybe, Klach LeDerech Zu, look at the other side. Go to this way. Nemakan Yomim. It says here by Sukkah, it says by Sukkah, Teisvu Shivas Yomim. So there's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah 7 days. V'nema b'miluyim. It says a special mitzvah by the Shivas Yimei Miluyim that the Kahanim had to stay inside the Azara. It says there Yomim. It says 7 days. Ma lahalan Yomim v'afilu leilis. Just like over there by the 7 days of the Miluyim, the Kahanim had to stay inside the Azara, inside the Mishkan for 7 days, is afkan Yomim v'afilu leilis. Here also, by Sukkot also, maybe the mitzvah is, by Sukkot Teshvah, Shivas Yomim, maybe by Sukkot the mitzvah is day and night also. So Rashi says, B'miluyim, K'dechsev u'Pesach o'yomoye Teshvah yomim v'layla. There it says clearly, for the 7 days of the Miluyim, they had to sit in the Pesach o'yomoye yomim v'layla. And just like there it's day and night, maybe Sukkot is also day and night. The next Rashi, Sukkah mitzvah kol hayom. Umaluyim mitzvah sakolayim. Leshe bazorah. The mitzvah those 7 days to sit in the Azara. Vishrelotet. They're not allowed to go out of the Azara. Can have siv. Umi pesach or yomoyed leitetsu shivas yomim. They have to sit there for 7 days. Venema teishvu yomim alayla shivas yomim. And the next pasuk says by the Maluyim, the mitzvah was to sit inside the Azara 7 days and night. So just like over there it's day and night, maybe here by Sukkah also it's day and night. So we don't know how to learn out Sukkah. Should we learn out Sukkah from Luluv, or we should learn out Sukkah from the Miluyim? So Gemara says, Nira, let's see, Lemi Doima, to which side is the more like? Donin Dovashim Mitzvasa Kolayim, Mi Dovashim Mitzvasa Kolayim, V'yal Yechiach Dovashim Mitzvasa Shrachas. Now as the Miluyim was Kol Hayim the whole day, so maybe you're also, Sukkah also is the whole day, the Mitzvah is the whole day. It's worth learning out from the Miluyim that it's the whole day. The Rashi says, Sukkah mitzvah kol hayom, Miluyim mitzvah kol hayom. Leshe bazara. And don't learn out from Lulav, the mitzvah is not the whole day. Lulav, the mitzvah just once a day, it's not the whole day. The Sukkah, the mitzvah is to be in the Sukkah the whole day. Miluyim was to sit there the whole day. Mashenken the lulav, the mitzvah is not the whole day of lulav. Lulav, you do the mitzvah once and that's all. Oy klach ladarach zu. Another way, no, look at the other way. Don in dovashim mitzvot ladaris. Learn out something that the mitzvah applies to all the next generations. Midovashim mitzvot ladaris. From another mitzvah that's nogei ladaris. In other words, sukkah is ladaris. Every single year we have a mitzvah sukkah. Hu adin, the mitzvah lulav, is also ladaris. Every single year we have the mitzvah lulav. The al yachiyach, don't learn out miluyim. From the miluyim, what happened the first 7 days before the Mishkan was, they start to use the Mishkan, she'ein noigim adaris. That mitzvah of the Shivas Yimei Miluyim was only a special 7 days, never happened again. It was only the first 7 days of the Mishkan. Not after that. So maybe it's a sra to say, just like the lulav, the mitzvah is only by day and not by night. Maybe you are then sukkah is also only by day and not by night. And let's not learn out from the miluyim, because the miluyim is not noig laderus. So on this, Tamaloyma, here we need a pasuk for. Tamaloyma, teishvu, teishvu l'gzeir shavu. We have a gzeir shavu here.